there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonderwater. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonderwater. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Yo, what's up, everybody? I am Thomas Dope Isiola. Welcome back to another episode of the Dope As Usual podcast. We are here to talk about life, drugs, accomplishments, problems, and everything in between. Today, we have a very special guest. You guys may recognize him from fucking skating around everywhere. This is Boo Johnson, pro skater. What's up, dude?
What's the deal,
with
bro?
The beer and the mushrooms ingested already?
Yeah, man. We're on a groovy one tonight.
Yeah, I was over there morning. He's like, I took some mushrooms on the drive over. I'm like, fuck.
He's like, yo,
prepared.
You like mushrooms, bro? I got this t-shirt I just came out with, like... Well, actually, I
just ate mushrooms 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, me and my boy, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude. So what did you do today? That's what I want to know, because you look like you are chilling.
I'm chilling, but I'm tired, bro. I worked hard today. So top of the morning, got up, worked out. Then I had to go to physical therapy in Costa Mesa to see Dr. G. My knee is a little, like, fucked up. I had surgery about...
Oh, shit.
In the beginning of the year in January, I had meniscus surgery.
Damn,
tore my knee skating, you know. You be thrashing out there. It happens, yeah. You know. It's part of the job. But anyways, you know, I just got to maintain it. It's, you know, I treat my body like a car. You know, your car needs maintenance when you're whipping it around. You're being a little reckless. That's how I look at the body. So I had to jump in there, get a little maintenance, a little rubbage on the knee. Then I jammed home. What else did I do?
That's how I feel every day. Wait, what the fuck?
I know. I was like, hold on. I had a busy day.
I know.
Day,
I had
bro.
Did some
like,
shit. Yeah.
I jammed home. Went to the shop for a minute. No, I went back to my house, walked my dogs. Then I went to the shop, linked up with the boys.
What shop?
My skate shop, Pharmacy Board Shop. I own a skate shop in downtown Long Beach.
Really?
It's a vibe.
That's
yeah.
yours?
Yep, that's my shop.
It's called
man.
Pharmacy?
Yep. We've been there since 2014. No, 2016. Take that back.
This is a long time.
Yeah, bro. We actually just moved locations into a bigger, better spot, literally one store over. So we're still on the same block. Nothing changed, just new location.
Bro, I did not know you owned a skate shop.
Yeah, bro.
Fucking cool, man.
You might learn a thing, or two. On
yeah, that's sick. This, bro. So what is this right here?
Oh, JHF, Just Have Fun. That's also my company that I started.
Clothing brand?
Clothing brand and... More just a lifestyle. It's a motto that I live by. You feel me? That I want to push out to the world and let the people know, you know. It's all about just having fun no matter what you do in life. But we'll get back on that topic. So I met the boys at pharmacy, jumped in the truck, and we went to some skate park in, like, Garden Grove. It was actually
Garden Grove.
Fuck. Like, we're getting it in for, like, 2-3 hours, sweating my ass off. And knowing I already worked out this morning, you feel me? I got it in, went skated. I probably look a little dark right now because I was in the sun
all day
with no shirt on. Then, yeah, went back home and just kicked it, got some food, and, you know, now I'm here.
So that was work, though, right?
Going to skate and shit? Yeah, even though I'm out there just having fun, that's like me clocking in for the day. And
that's
it takes a whole toll on my body.
So when we talked to, we had Jerron on, pro skater, but he's not really on the, he's not out there every day anymore. He's got the, you know, his kids, he's got his other brand going on, but you're out here every single day. I know a lot of people, pro skater be sick. What do you guys do all day? You smoke fucking weed all day?
Yeah.
Like, nah, yeah, you do more. What is your job? Like, you go to shows, you go to competitions, do you just sponsorships? Photo shoots, what is it, really?
It's a lot, bro. It's like, that's why being a professional skateboarder is like, it's not only about being good on the skateboard. It's not only about skateboarding. You got to be a all-around, well-rounded professional, you know, in every lane. And that goes from waking up early, being on time to meetings, you feel me, responding to emails that you don't want to look at.
You are your brand.
You are your brand at the end of the day. You're an independent contractor, and you got to, like, put your place together. You don't have a coach like a normal, like, sport, you feel me, telling you what to do, what plays to run. You got to, like, actually make these plays happen for yourself, even though you might be sponsored and they're giving you, like, a platform to, like, create yourself, but a lot of people, like, rely on these companies to build on them. Then they get slept on and so on. So just being an all-rounded person who's on top of their shit, they're out there waking up. You don't have to work out, but if you're talking to me, bro.
You're an athlete.
We're athletes. So I'm waking up early, like any athlete will. I'm in the gym, working out, strengthening my knees, my arms, and just for that everyday endurance, you feel me? I'm riding my bicycle. I'm running. I'm doing anything I can to enhance my capability of walking good and skating good, honestly. Because that's, you know, if I'm carrying myself well, that's me being professional.
Yeah. Like I've said before, I don't want to give some athlete like a $300 million contract. That fool's overweight. What the fuck, man? You know what I'm saying? We were talking about this in a couple episodes ago. I wouldn't trust it. It's like, yo, his discipline is obviously not there.
Yeah.
Even though he's good, it just not, it just doesn't show.
Yeah, it's, you almost like police officers. You feel me?
I always feel
like
that way.
A crazy, like, lazy security
guard. What are you
going to
do? I'm going, like, to run away from you. Even I can run away.
You're a sergeant and all, but bro, now you're just cheating yourself, bro. Yes. You don't look like.
It's the same shit.
You know? So, you know, I got, you know, yeah, I try to be the best me.
Yeah.
Honestly, so, and just carrying myself right and trying to, like, create plays and going outside of skateboarding, you know, to let my skate companies see me on, like, a higher level. Like, oh, he's out there doing other plays, you know, maybe he could, he's on his other creative shit. Maybe he could, you know, I'm more of an asset than, like, a liability.
Just,
you know? I'm not just taking from the company. I'm trying to put on my side for the company, you know, because if I'm winning in this lane, in that lane, DGK, Stray, Pharmacy, JHF, they're also winning, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, man.
Just being professional.
Yeah, being professional.
That's really what it is, you know? Because it takes one person to fuck off emails and go, well, this guy's not, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
He took too long. I'm fucking over. If he really cared, he'd be back.
Yeah,
he would have hit me back already.
Timing's everything, bro. Everything. Like, I learned that at an early age, bro. Like, I'm that dude who's going to be at the meeting 10, 15, even maybe 30 minutes early. You feel me? I'm not.
Yeah, I can't stand being late.
You know, even I came a little late today, but I texted you guys. I'm going to be that 8:30.
You were early.
I pulled up at what time?
Like 8:15. I was like, you were the first person that's ever been fucking early.
I was here at 8. I just drove around the block. I went and got me a little motel. I was like, all right. But I'm going to make sure I'm here on time because that's what a professional does, no matter how big or little the person is.
Of course. See, that's what. You'll never lose, man.
Yeah, bro.
You will never lose that way. Good business goes a long way.
Yeah, it does, man. Can't be burning bridges out here. Motherfuckers be blowing opportunities without even, like, realizing what that opportunity could have brought them in the long run, you know?
Because I think a lot of people don't, like, I know I'm not saying it's all luck. I'm saying we're lucky to be able to, you wake up and do exactly what the fuck you love to do.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people get that. When they do and squander it, they don't remember, like, yo, remember when you worked at McDonald's? That shit was boring as fuck. Bro,
look at you now.
Yeah, and then you're squandering shit.
Yeah, bro. Now, people always say that, too. Like, man, I wish I could live your life, this and that. But I'll let someone step in my shoes for a couple of days. You feel me? It looks beautiful.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, bro. It's maintaining. It's sacrificing. It's sometimes being a dickhead, but just being real. You know, it's like, it takes a lot, bro. Like, everyone thinks about a lot of shit. And it's like, all right, man, just think, you got to look, you got to just understand other people and know everyone goes through shit, bro, no matter what.
For sure.
And it doesn't matter, rich or poor, bro. Life's a beautiful struggle, and we all struggle. Like, and it's, you got to hustle through it, you know? It's
that's
like,
some knowledge drop.
Maybe
right
if
there.
I'm not working good. Hard in a certain lane as, like, they're, like, hands-on, trust me, I'm working hard in a certain lane that I know that's growth for me.
Delegate, man. So yeah. Not everybody can do accounting. Not everybody's an accountant. And not everybody can do fucking stairs and kickflips and fucking rails. Not everybody can do this shit. Yeah, and that's fine. You just got to grow your team around you. Like, we talk about it all the time, growing a team around you. But when you're by yourself, you're doing your own thing. Mm-hmm. You are your own team all the time. Yeah. You're assistant. You know what I mean? You're your own personal trainer, your own motivator, all that shit.
It's crazy.
Especially for you, especially for an athlete, someone that has to be disciplined. If not, you don't fucking succeed anymore.
Yeah. Straight up, bro. It's like, even if you get comfortable, you start chilling. You think everything's good, bro. Bro,
how long you been skating professionally?
I turned pro in 2014, bro.
Oh, it's recent, bro.
Like 7 years, you know.
But when I say recent, it's like, yo, I was like fucking 14. You know what I mean? You don't think like that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Nah, that wasn't. I'm not Nigel Houston. I'm 28.
28. Okay, yeah, okay.
So it. For me, nah, 7 years. You were 21
right off the bat.
Yeah,
okay.
Bro, like right before like 22. And yeah. I've been skating since I was like 13, you know. So it's been a build, bro. It's been such a grind. And like.
Was that all you were going for as a kid?
Once I picked it up and I got sponsored, I was like, oh, this is it. You feel me? Like, I ain't got to listen to no one, bro. Like, I could just be a fucking rebel and like run the streets and do whatever the fuck I want. And like. Be cool with like all my homies and like have this image of just being like, you know, raw straight up in the streets and still have like a, you feel me? When people see you, they're like, damn, what the fuck are you supposed to do?
You do.
Know?
Like,
these motherfuckers are dirty.
Lay down for I'm going to fucking kick them over you.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. You know, like being a skater was just very, very diverse and like a lot of shit, you know?
It's now, though.
It's like almost being a rock star.
100 Everybody wants to be a skater.
You know, like
everybody wants to be that guy fucking going and clearing gaps,
doing some clearing shit. Like,
bro, since I was a kid, my mom used to get Thrasher every week. Was it every month?
Every month. Yep.
Yeah. So she had it from the 90s. So when I was starting into skating, she gave me like 3 to 4 stacks.
Shut
like that.
The fuck up.
Yeah, she had them all. Yeah, she had them all. So I'd go through them and thought like, whoa, these guys are, this is their fucking job. Yeah. And then when the fools had the full spreads that would go out further.
Yeah, that was
Fuck, you should cut them out and put them on my wall. That shit was tight, man. My mom
and that's
got
what's
me
cool
in.
About, that's what's so cool about skateboarding is like everyone relates to it somehow. It's like if their cousin did it, if their mom got the magazines, if their grandparents got a magazine from Albertsons or
damn,
whatever
Albertsons.
The case is, bro, like somehow people always are relevant with skateboarding.
You bring it up, someone's got something to say about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. It's sick, man. It's a cool sport, bro. I'm super blessed to be in that community.
So where you born or raised, I should say?
I was born in Lancaster, California. I grew up in Tehachapi, California. So it's like, here's Palmdale, Lancaster. You go back in the hills 30 minutes, and that's Tehachapi. Then you go, like, another 30 minutes, that's Bakersfield. You feel me?
So yeah, it's
like,
said.
Okay, bet. So it's, like, in that zone. It's a little valley town, bro.
I know
it's
where you're at.
It's super fire. Like, it was a chill town growing up. Very
but it's
small.
In the cuts, though. Huh?
Yeah, it's in the cuts.
So you grew up just drugs or have kids? Was that the kind
of
town?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
bro.
Same with me.
That's exactly what it is. Like all my homegirls that I grew up with, like in elementary and shit, most of them are married, got kids. You feel me? I've had homies pass away from doing drugs out there, just on some bullshit. Yeah. You know,
especially out toward Modesto, that's all meth and crank and shit.
It's a little trap, you know. But my mom was cool as fuck. You know, she raised me well. She taught me. You know, she went. Me to have the childhood she had, you know, just being on bullshit, being able to do whatever we want and just have fun. And that's what she supported. I played all sports, soccer, football.
Hell yeah.
You know, like, had the opportunity to do whatever I want. Then, like, skating came along and she started taking us out to L.A. for contests and shit. You know, that's when I was able to see the world. I was like, whoa, like, hold on. Like, I've seen this in skate. Mags and shit, but I didn't know it was like right here, you know. That
yeah.
Even like homies at skate contests are showing me like their zone and all the spots they live at, or all the spots that are around them. I'm like, started coming out here, staying on my homies' couches, and like really living that skate life. Next thing,
what
you
age
know,
was that?
Like 15, like 14, like 14, 15. I was like, you feel me, tapping in with my homies out here, gotcha. Coming out here on the weekends, taking the train from. Lancaster, my mom would drive me to Lancaster. I'd jump on the train from Lancaster to the LA Union Station. my homies would pick me up, or the homie DeVille would pick me up and just sleep on homies' couches for the weekend, you know, have $40 in my pocket and just made it work.
Good shit.
And when I was 17, I dipped out to the Valley. I was in, where was I in the Valley? I was in the Valley for like 6 months.
When you moved?
Well, I moved from my mom's house, yeah.
At 17? She let you go?
Yeah, she let me go, bro. Oh, I was shit, on like, I was still in high you. School too, and I was supposed to be doing my work. Didn't do it. You feel me? But she thought I was doing it. Moved to the Valley for a little bit, and I dipped out to Long Beach like 6 months later after the Valley, and been out there ever since, bro.
You left at 17 to come skate?
Yeah, bro.
Damn, you've been on your own for over a decade.
Yeah, man. Ask Woo! My mom. She'll tell you, too. She's like, this boy, you feel me? I literally have not lived at my house since I was 17. It's crazy. I literally been.
Me too.
I didn't pay. I was living with someone until I was like 18. You feel me? Like, I lived in the Valley, lived with the homie 6 months, moved out to Long Beach with the homie Cole Matthews, the team manager of Element at the time.
Nice.
The board company I was driving for.
So you were deep.
I was deep.
Yeah, you were deep. That's what you wanted to do right there. See, every time I've talked to somebody that does skate, it's always like, well, that's everything. That's my whole life. It's all I do. It's all I think about. It's all you strive. Well, it's any sport.
You got to be passionate about whatever you do. You feel me?
I look at it as a sport, too. This is real shit.
Oh, it's in the Olympics now.
Yeah, dude, that was so fucking cool to see, bro.
It's not. It's a game changer. That was so crazy. You know, it's definitely a sport.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, like the dedication, you moved out. Yeah, that's the same thing. Mm-hmm. This fool played college basketball. That's all he fucking did. He moved to go to school. Same exact shit. So when I see it, I just sold fucking weed. But I moved on my own to go sell weed and do all that shit. But the determination is there. Every time I've talked to somebody that's an athlete, it's the same, like, almost the same steps. Like, no, I did it on my own. Every fucking day. That's what I did. Sleep on a couch if I have to.
Yeah. It's just natural, you know. It's in our blood to do fucking extreme shit and, like, keep it going.
That's fucking awesome.
If you love it. If you got passion.
Yeah. Now, I used to skate. I started when I was, like, 4 to about 14, 15. And then I just started selling weed.
Yeah.
I'm that kid. I'm a fucking fat kid. So I'm over here like seeing all my 6'3" white kids hit lean. Stairs, fucking the loading docks at Rayleigh's. I'm like, I'm break my damn leg trying to jump on the loading dock. But I could always hit those parking curbs real good. Board slide real quick. Thought I was a shit. I thought I was tight as fuck.
You're having fun, bro.
I always like, have fun, man.
That rush. Like, I always had fun. All it was, bro.
Yeah, a lot of times it was an excuse for me, like, we're going skateboard and we just go smoke weed at the park.
Yeah.
Not a lot of the times, yeah. But I loved it, dude. But I was just, I was tired of hitting my head. I hit my tailbone, bro.
Oh, tailbone.
The tailbone's.
What about your shins?
The shin I don't care about as much.
Oh, man.
It's my tailbone because I'm hella heavy. So all my weight, like you ever get that purple bruise right above your fucking ass?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a deep black.
Black and purple, bro.
What's the worst injury you've ever had?
You wiped out like that in front of Jerron, though.
I know.
You jumped on the board?
Yes,
bro. I was skating around all the time. Like, oh. And Jerron goes, oh, you know how to ride a board? I go, that touched my heart, motherfucker. That was great. Bam! I ate shit.
No.
Bro, like this.
Fuck, bro.
Smacked my shit hard as fuck. But, yeah, I was just tired of hurting myself, but I gave that up.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. I got sidetracked right now. Yes, I did eat shit.
That was legendary, though. I'm surprised that shit didn't make Sports Center.
Oh, I fucked myself up, but I'm okay. It shit did hurt. So I want to talk about it. You got sponsored at 21, essentially.
Got sponsored at 14, then went pro.
Oh, went pro. 21. Okay. So at 14, so at 13, you really pick it up. Yeah. Your mom's supporting you, and you get sponsored by who at 14?
Pharmacy Board Shop. So
the one that you own?
Yeah, the one I own. Now they franchise me my own shop in Long Beach.
Get the fuck out of here!
You feel me? And they're I got sponsored by them in Palmdale. You feel me? Because Palmdale, Lancaster, they're the closest like shop next to me. So
How do they know about you? You just kept going in there? You're that kid.
Oh, huh? I was just going there buying boards. Yep. And the crazy thing is the filmer, Terry LaRue, that filmed, he was the filmer for them, had the fucking VX and everything, bro. He lived and grew up in Tehachapi. So he seen like me and my little brother skating up at the park. And he'll come up to the local park with like Keelan Dad, Andrew Softich, all these homies
out there
that skated for Pharmacy, you feel me? And they're on the come up. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck, you know? And they'll see us and I realized who they were, and that's made me even go Pharmacy more, you know? Like, damn, dude, like,
now you're hooked.
Sick. They're out here fucking.
Now you have examples.
Stickers. I got an example of like what it takes. Start talking to Terry. He is a homie. And yeah, next thing you know, dude, fucking, I started skating with Terry. He went to take me out to like Palmdale and Bakersfield without my mom. You know, skate missions, you got to jump in the van and go film. Terry had to talk to my mom, and because she's like, wait, who's this fucking
who's old, grown man?
Grown ass
who's
man.
My grown man taking my son out of the county?
Yo, I'm 13, 14 years yeah. old. And this nigga's like, yo, your son, bro, your son got your potential, Miss Johnson. Like, and I remember one late night, like, we went out skating, and she's all right. Next thing you know, a couple months went by. We stacked some clips, got a video tape put together, sent it to Pharmacy, and boom, been on ever since, bro. They're like this. Like, they're literally family. I've been in Long Beach for so long. They're like, yo, I think we need a shop out here, bro. You want that?
I'm like, no way. When did that happen?
2016.
Oh, that's right, 16. So backtrack a little bit. You get sponsored by them at 14.
Yep.
And you skate for them forever.
Yeah, forever, ever since.
So what is that like for you as a little kid? Because I ask every single person that sits right here, I ask them, what was that moment when you were like by yourself, you went to your room and went, yo, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, oh, dude, fuck.
That yeah. happens There's, to me all the time. Still.
See, that's a good feeling, though. It's like, good job, motherfucker.
Yeah, because that's what it is, being professional, too. It's like, everyone says, like, damn, man, like, you made it, this and that. Like I personally don't feel like I'll ever make it as a human, bro. I personally don't think it's never a finish line, bro. Like, I thought the first time I made $50,000, I was like, oh, up. The more money, the more, like, you realize, like, I don't have any money. You feel me? First $100,000 I made, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I need to fucking get up here to even get a fucking house that I'm looking at, you know? But all the baby steps of getting to that 20,000, 10,000, bro, it's like, it's gratitude. But I know I got to work. There's no sleeping. Like we were talking about earlier, bro, the grind.
We're very like, everything you said, I think every day.
You know, we're so busy, but it's like, every day. Bro, if I want to be comfortable when I'm 80, I got to fucking work, bro. You know, like 60, we're still working, bro.
For sure. My grandma's 88, still works.
Still works.
Like, millionaire,
I see old dudes fucking running past me where I'm out working. I'm like, and I'll be complaining on my 30th crunch. Fuck that, bro. Like, I'm going to still have to do this when I'm 50 years old. Like, no matter what, like, we're all going to be doing this still. So you might as well hustle even harder right now, you know?
That's
so
exactly how I feel.
It's always the work, man. People always try to say like, oh, like, you know, can I get some money, this and that? Like, it's like, bro, I'm working. I give you $5,000. That's taken away from my pocket, bro. Like, I'm trying to get to a point where you don't even have to ask me, and you already see I got it, bro. But
yeah,
when you know I ain't got it, it's all about the work ethic, bro.
Yes,
you
know? It's nonstop.
Few like realize it, like that new Drake song. Yeah. Fucking,
I haven't heard it.
A lot of people know the price, or what's that? The price, you know, the price of everything. The value of nothing. Everyone.
That's a good ass one. That's a good. That's a good lyric, man.
They don't know the.
That's
value
true
of
as fuck, though.
You feel me? It's like, you know how much it is, but the value of something. You know, you got. I come from the bottom. You feel me?
Did you grow up with no money?
I grew up with no money.
Yeah, we're all like here.
Food stamps. Yeah, same. You feel me? Like no money, bro. Even my family still now. Like we still live in the same crib, bro. Like grew up with a big family, bro. And we still doing our shit, though. You feel me? Like,
are you not an only child?
Nah, bro.
How many brothers and sisters you got?
Six, bro.
Oh, then,
my dad's
shit.
Side. My dad's side, we got a whole bunch of stepbrothers.
Your dad's still having kids?
Nah, not anymore, bro. Like, not anymore.
What's the youngest sibling you got now?
Youngest sibling, he just turned on like on my mom's side, you feel me? Like my that I really see every day, he's 15 or 16.
Oh yeah.
I got Lavelle, he's the oldest. He just turned 30. I'm the second oldest, 28. My brother Isaiah, he just turned 25 on the 19th, yesterday.
Oh shit. 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Then Alicia, she's 21. Sophia, I think she's 18. Then Keelan, he's...
You said 15?
15, 16.
Yeah, my littlest brother's 8. My dad never stopped.
Okay, cool. He's young and... Dang, so he was born, 2000?
Fucking 13?
Damn, bro. Even my little homie, bro. Like, I'm like, hold on, bro. Niggas are born in, like... Any 2000s, crazy.
In my brain, it is. Because I just turned 32 the other day.
Okay.
So when I think, I'm like, wait, 2000? What the fuck? I was smoking weed in 2000. Almost. But
that's every generation. You feel me?
It's
like,
just weird.
My dad, he's like, damn, you're born in 1993? Damn, nigga. Like, but it is just generations, but it's a new.
Yeah. When you get older.
Yeah.
When you're getting older, you're like, huh. Because you know when you're like 15, you're like, damn, that motherfucker's 25. You don't got a house yet, bitch?
Because
you think about that shit you see on TV, like, oh, you're supposed to have a house, you'd be married and have a career. And then you're 25 and going, fool, I just need a sack of weed. That's all I'm trying to do today. I don't have a fucking business.
Life is a trip. It's like the older you get, man, you realize so much. And you appreciate shit more.
Well, like you said, like, I made money. Oh, no, that's not. That's just my taxes? Fuck. I want to get a house. Oh, fuck you. Yeah. And in L.A., I'm looking at Encino and shit going, oh, an extra $1 million because it's in this area? Like, oh, fuck you.
Fuck,
and as a
kid,
it's California. But like you said, if you grew up with no money, isn't it weird that you're like, wait, I made money now?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to fucking work as hard as that. That's why I work nonstop.
It's good we're on that mindset, you know? Yeah. Like, it's very good, bro. Like,
it makes you don't stop.
Yeah, it makes you don't. Like, I can't stop, bro.
I'm so glad to hear this, man.
Yeah, I feel like he's the first guest out of all the guests we've had on this season to come on and talk about like discipline, like an athlete routine.
Like, nobody has.
Everything, and principles that apply to success no matter what you're getting after, be it sports or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's how I look at it, too. Like, no matter what lane you're in, too, get it. You know, get it while you can.
Exactly.
Because you could really grow from the concrete, from anything. Bro.
Any like, business in the world. The guy that makes that can. And the ink for that can, and then the ink for my life. Like, bro, there's a guy right there with a house behind every one of these because he worked his ass off.
Yeah, and you gotta just like take that leap. And sometimes you get fucking shut down and you get stuck right there, but you gotta just fucking stay sturdy and like take that next leap on the next opportunity. You know, it's like it's all about growth in this world. It's like if it's not, I got plants in my house, bro. I call myself the Mr. Green Thumb, bro. Cause
regular plants?
Regular plants, bro.
Good.
Because if you could take care of a plant, you're going to be well off, G. Like,
you on a schedule. I can see it already.
Oh, yeah.
You're up at the same time. You eat at the same time. You do all that.
Oh, yeah.
I made my schedule 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago now. The best thing I ever did in my life.
Yeah.
By hour. Good, and I'm like, wait, all right, hey, full eat. Because I don't eat in the morning until like, 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
That's good and not. But because I fast too.
I don't do it on purpose.
Like 12,
bro. I don't do it. That's the thing. It's never been on purpose.
Stop that. Get that.
That's what I'm saying.
Then.
But I now have the schedule. So I woke up and ate some fruit this morning. I felt like, fuck, I'm an adult. Damn. I feel grown up right now.
It feels great, bro.
It does, like, dude. He's like you. He does the same shit.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
He's up fucking.
Tip too, it's
you
like,
guys are exactly the
like
same.
Like I was telling you earlier, it's like you can't even tell people, like, oh, you know, I just did this today because it's like, that's what I got to do. Like, it's a program that I've been on and I'm so strict on myself where it's just like money. You feel, I wake up and I'm like, hey, babe, gotta go. You feel me? Come back in the gym. Come back home. Shower. All right, babe, gotta go.
Shaking his head. Yep. I didn't even have to look. Spot. I just pointed like, and I already knew you were doing this.
It's like, it's
that's so
consistent. It's like, I got so much love to give. You feel me? When I tap in with my people, I try to give everyone all my attention. Even if you're fucking my homie Grover on the fucking street, you know, I try to say what's up to people, be very fucking open, be real, and just be as genuine as I can to everyone because that's what it is. But at the same time, I'm very strict with my time and I got a schedule to be on, bro, no matter what it is, you know?
This is called being professional. The way you act and set policies for yourself, and
that's the way you
treat
keep
yourself
shit up.
As a business. You're the boss and the worker. This goes for everything.
Exactly. Thank you. Like you're the boss and the worker. Because any of my homies, I'm gonna work. If you're doing, I'm gonna work just as hard as you. You know, if I'm on that thing. Yep. You know, if I wasn't a professional skateboarder, we'd call my mom right now. And mom, if I was a pro skater, what would I be doing? I don't know, something, making money, doing something, you know, because that's how I was. I was mowing lawns, weed whacking, selling candy at the fucking
crushing candies.
Like, yeah, crushing candy. Oh, bro, that I did that. I did that when day. I lived, all when I day. Moved to fucking Long Beach, bro. I was, when I was still skating, getting little checks, I was still saving cans, bro, like crushing them. Like, fools have no idea, you know?
Yeah,
and
dude.
That's like making that extra dollar. You feel me? I'll always be like that. I'll always have like,
I used to do any chore something. I could at someone's house. Like, yo, you need a cool 40
for some,
cents?
First summer I bought my first car, I still took the bus to work just to save on the parking.
Yeah. Like, hold on. I'm going to save those couple miles on the car. Same to this day. I got like two that. Cars, bro. I own my truck, bro. I still be like,
no, because when you pulled up, I go, oh, that's not his car, because you got the Matrix. Because I just got my wrap the other day. And when I was explaining the rap, I go, this guy I know, he got this Matrix rap, because I was talking the day I saw you, and I didn't get it, but that's what I referenced. It was your car. So when you pulled up, I was waiting for me. Oh, it's a different car.
And I just dropped my car, my Benz, off to my homie, dude. He does the whole bus down satellite in the
talking about the stores.
Roof. Yes, bro.
I just told you I want. Yo, the stars inside. Oh,
what's this thing, bro?
Bro, that's awesome.
Yeah, oh, it looks amazing. But let me show you this photo of my car right now. Starlight Auto, bro, is the homie.
So, oh shit! He's like, I just saw that clip of that one. Whose car we have right now? Is this yours?
Yeah.
Gotta love that rap, dude.
All right, so look what it looks like right now, though, bro. That's my shit in the inside. Oh my god,
that looks sad.
I was like, whoa, bro. But this
whole car's gutted. Oh fuck, yo, it's so worth it. It's like being the kid and you had those little glow in the dark stars, except you're just smoking weed and traffic.
Straight up,
it's my favorite thing.
My truck's so dark in the inside. I was like, damn, I might have to put it. When I was driving here, I was like, damn, I'm going to have to bust the stars down in here. This is going crazy.
Yo, that shit's hard.
Yeah, I brought out the truck. So, even like I was saying, like even the truck, bro, I'm like, oh, I can't drive it. You know, I got to save the miles on it. You know, I'm going to skate to the skate park or something. You know, but it's just weird shit like that. But that's how you stack your chips. That's how you know, man, I'll spend money on this and that, but
I was so bad shit, after.
I'm gonna make sure I'm stacking the next check or whatever.
How do pro skateboarders get their money these days? Is it through competitions? Is it through brand deals?
Well,
is it through
brand deals, bro? For me, it's personally brand deals. Like, I got crazy contracts with like DGK. I'm tied in with them. Stray Shoes, we got dope deal with them, and it's just a monthly, you know, flat rate.
What you're doing, yeah.
And you get royalties on top of like my signature stuff. My names on the shoe or my names on my board. They give you, you know, whatever deal you work out. Then all the side deals, you know, I'm signed to IMG Modeling. So, you know, I get that. Skateboarding is just my platform, you know. Yeah. Like, I get a nice little chunk just from skateboarding. Then I'm able to platform here and there. You know, we got Stizzy. I was messing with DTPG. You know, it's just like you're able to.
Yeah,
we got the raw deal.
Pop, when we're talking about this, we got to pop that tray up on the screen. That might be the dopest tray I've ever seen. I love it so much. It's the coolest fucking tray design. And how in the fuck didn't we think about that?
I have no idea.
Because I have rode the big tray down a snow hill before.
Mm-hmm.
And why didn't I think about, yo, make a skate? Right? Oh, fuck.
Me and Josh really worked really hard on it.
Love it.
We went into detail, bro. It took forever, but. Thank you, man. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, I love it, dude.
Work for you.
That shit's tight as hell.
I know you roll up some fucking gas on that shit.
Yes, dude. I love it. So you said what? You're assigned to a modeling agency, right?
Yeah, IMG, man.
Yeah, because I saw you, because when I saw you the first time, this is a long fucking time ago, before I knew Ratchet Man knew you.
Okay.
So when I just saw you off of, I think it was Raw's page, because I fuck with Josh. We do a bunch of Raw shit.
Fuck yeah.
I even thought, like, what is this fool? Oh, he's a skater. Because I saw the clothes you were wearing, like, oh, he's like a fashion kid or something. Mm-hmm. So when I saw you the other day, I go, oh, it makes sense because you did the Met Gala shit, right?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Wait, what was it?
Where were you at the other day? I just saw you doing some fashion shit the other day.
I did some shit with like Coachella or
what was it the other day?
I didn't go to that though.
I don't know the names of this shit.
Fuck. I don't know. I went to that Louis Vuitton pop up they had.
Yeah, no, I saw you post something about it. I go, oh, this makes sense. Yeah. Some fashion shit. So now that you're saying you're dying to modeling shit, mm-hmm. makes perfect sense.
Yeah, no, it goes hand in hand. Because my page isn't just all skateboarding. It's definitely like a lot of photos.
That's what I was going to ask. Do they do different like lifestyle photos or how? Like, what do they book you for aside from like skateboard
shit? Oh, just lifestyle, honestly, bro. Like, really just like modeling gigs, you know,
like real deal shit.
Yeah, real deal shit. Like IMG got me a deal with Moteo. Honestly, I'm not just having this up here. I really wanted a Moteo, but you know, just like dope deals like that. You know, they look for people who like fuck with my image. You know, so I don't really have to switch it up too much. The other day they got me a Coach deal. I did a commercial for Coach.
Shit,
so I'm just like
bro.
In the stands.
The stuff you're talking about,
love
literally
this,
is like.
Man.
A 2021 version for that all kids can look up to, like this model that you're talking about, really is like you didn't. Our generation didn't have people that could come up and parlay brand deals.
Oh no,
what
no,
good
they
at.
Couldn't, bro. It's like I almost like I hate calling shit out like this and that. Like Stevie Williams, like there's been a lot of like influencers in my life that really like Chad Muska, Terry Kennedy, like a lot of these Jim Greco, Ellington. These dudes who have like this fucking crazy style in skateboarding and tapped in with the Hollywood and the New York vibe, you feel me? That really like did their shit. But I really like gravitated to all that and like becoming a professional skateboarder. I realized, you know, like shit, I like doing all types of other shit.
Yeah.
So like in the new years of me doing my shit, bro, I was doing random deals with fucking outside skateboard companies and posting this and that and low-key getting like hated on, you know? Past 2-3 years, bro, like everyone got those deals now. You feel me? Everyone's on this fashion tip, man. They're just killing it, you know? It just collided like no other, bro. I remember talking to my homie Bad Boy, like he seen like I had a Thrasher patch on my MCM backpack. He's like, damn, bro, like, you are that, like, fashion skateboard kid, you feel me? Like, next thing you know, that shit just took off in the next two years, you know? Like, we got Evan Mock, like, perfect example. He's a model kid who skateboards, and he's another dude that just, like, paved the way for a whole new generation, you know? It's all possible. Do what you love, and if you go about it the right way, you could do it all, you know? You got to just really be strategic with your plays and be able to communicate with all your sponsors and let them know what you got going and what you want out of whatever you're creating for yourself. Because we're all, like we were saying, independent contractors. So whatever you personally want, make sure you speak up on it because closed mouths don't get fed at the end of the day.
I love this. You can't. You're not too cool. It's like,
yes.
You can't be too cool.
No,
that
I'm a
never
grinder.
Fucking works, bro.
Be cool, but don't be too cool. Exactly what you said, you know, but just be open, you know. I like just staying in neutral, bro. Like,
never stop it.
I'm not, you know, I'm like that. Like, growing up in Tashville, I was never fucking white enough. Coming out to LA for my first time, I wasn't black enough. And it goes with, I'm not rich enough for my rich niggas. I have too much money for my poor niggas. Like, I'm always in the middle with shit, you feel me? So you gotta just be like this, bro. They're gonna love you or hate you.
Yeah, just go to sleep.
Like, bro.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yo, you put that so fucking well. Yeah. I was just in neutral.
Yeah,
that's how
bro.
I live my life, man.
I know you do, bro.
I'm not going 30. I'm not going 90. I'm going 60.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
I'm not letting no one be in my lane or in my way, too. It's like being in traffic, bro. You feel me? You're driving. You're in the fast. You're supposed to be in the fast lane, but you got a big-ass diesel in front of you. But you're just so comfortable, you're like, fuck it, when you could easily, like, tilt over it, and you got a whole fucking lane in front of you to take off and
fucking be ahead of everyone, you know?
Yeah. Or you could just get caught up behind the
diesel. Or you could just get caught
and
up.
And that's being comfortable.
That's being comfortable, bro. But lean over sometimes and just fucking take off,
Once you hit that first level of success, it's easy to be like, okay, I'm successful now. But you could fall off. Like, you're lucky if you hit that first level. You're a one percenter.
Yes,
exactly.
The one percenters of that 1% stick around and have a career.
And the only ones that do are the ones that work hard.
Yeah, you got to have a sense of desperation no matter what you're doing, always.
Yeah. In direction, you gotta just send it. Like, have your own direction. Always,
yeah. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing for each. I know it sounds. It's like some people are like, "Oh, that's fucking stupid. Your job's social media." But no, you don't fucking understand.
Yeah.
How, did you watch TV today? No. But did you look at your phone? Fuck you then.
Yeah.
Exactly. You were looking at my job.
Yeah.
You were helping my job. Yeah, that
you were doing what I was doing, but you were doing it for free.
And it's a people don't understand it. You know, it's a different, everyone plays their own fucking lane, bro. They don't understand how many people you touch or how many people you put on to certain shit that they wanted to know about. You know, it's like, this is a new generation, bro. People are paying attention to other shit. People ain't watching TV no more. People got smart TVs that got nothing but apps. Like Netflix and Hulu and YouTube TV, that's all they're watching. And they're jumping on TikTok, fucking
YouTube and shit.
YouTube, Snapchat. And that's the new media, bro. If you want to be updated, you're looking at your goddamn phone, bro.
Yeah, so like what I'm saying, I look at your page. It's not just some, I'm done. It's thought, everything's thought out. Like you're saying, because you don't want coach to come look like this fool just posted 30 packs 4 days in a row. I don't think we could have you know what I mean, like that's all it was just packs and you know what I mean, like I see the like you said, when I look at it, I see a fashion thing. That's what I said when I first saw, like, oh, he's just, is he like skate mm-hmm. And then I saw the rest of the show,
yeah, because a lot of people too that are like new fans of mine, they're like, or just kids that are jumping my gram, they're like, oh, he's just another like Instagram skater or something, you know, and it's like,
cause I had no idea. I fuck with it.
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
I fuck with, you already know, like, I fuck with all the fashion shit. That I love it, dude.
Yeah, fashion's great, endless, man. You know, you can always, it's growth, you know? That shit's.
It's got to be fun to get booked for those gigs and just show up. You're just like, chill.
I look tight.
It's nuts, bro. It's nuts.
Pay me.
Like, it's crazy. Like, it's so funny. It's crazy, too. I just got booked for a movie. We just got done filming it, bro. It's. Coulson, Machine Gun Kelly, he hit me up like a month and a half ago. It's like, yo, bro, I'm filming this movie. Whoop de whoop. I've never been an actor ever in my life.
But you like it.
And it was game changing. Pulling up to that set, fucking for a month, bro. It was just like.
For a month?
Wow, yeah, bro.
Every day shooting?
Every day, besides the weekends. We got the weekends off. Yeah, I'll come home. I'll get back to Long Beach some nights, like 4 or 5 in the morning, bro. But it's like, it's really cool having that whole experience. And like, all this shit came from like being a skateboarder, you know? They said they wrote this, they wrote the script like a year or two ago, and they had me in vision already, because the actor I am, I play pretty much myself. And they had like a skateboarder from Long Beach, you know, homie that's just fried and just kicks it. And he was gonna have someone else play it. And he like called me up like, yo, bro, like, let me send you the script. Like, tell me if you're down. We start shooting in like 2 days. I'm like, fuck. Like, looked at the script. I was like, oh, I'm in, bro. Like, I'm down. And it was very cool being in that situation, because it was so new to me that it was fucking uncomfortable, you know? And I haven't been uncomfortable in a very long time. And like getting the groove of it and having them hit me with all this criticism. I was like, it was good though, you know, real big homie shit. I was on set with Gata. He's on like Lil Dicky show.
Oh yeah,
and shit.
Dave.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Dave Shay. Dave Show. He's a main actor in it. So I had Big Bro.
He's a good actor, bro.
I had Big Bro really helping me, walking me through the steps and just like being more comfortable, being me. And it was cool just seeing like, you know, how all this shit really goes down, shooting a movie. And
there's so much pressure on you when you're the talent, and there's this such a huge operation, and then finally it's like, all right, go.
Yeah, action.
And you're new.
Action. You feel me? Like,
you found out about it 2 days ago.
Yeah. But that's the whole set knew that too, you know, besides like a couple people. But I'm like, yeah.
But then it's on the director to be able to know how to handle that and to be able to communicate in a way that gets you fired up to do what you got to do.
Oh, they're very, everyone was very on point with everything. And I loved it, you know. It
It's a whole new,
bro. Congratulations. Whole new step for me. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, man. It's called Good Morning with a U. I think it's gonna come out in like February. So.
No in theaters. Shit. Oh, we'll it's ready. A fucking real deal movie. Oh, the real it's deal. Not just an independent film.
Nah.
Yo, that's tight as fuck. Bro. I won't ask any details on here, but
it's gonna be sick.
How'd you feel about Conor McGregor taking off on Machine Gun Kelly?
What
happened?
4 days after fucking we wrapped up the shoot, bro. Like I didn't even hit him up. I just told him congratulations. But he's like, it's been hectic.
Conor McGregor like swung at him or something at the fucking vehicle.
Yeah, bro, like threw a beer and said something.
Conor McGregor will fucking swing at you no matter who you are on the
Wait, but he's a fighter. You can't be doing that. Like,
that's what you would think.
Homie, Colson saw
it. He's like 6'3", bro.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I was driving through down here off the street.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was funny. I was going through and these people blocked off the street. I was like, fuck you, get out of the way. And I drove through, I was smoking a joint, and I saw cameras. I go, no, fuck, I'm fucking up a shoot. Because I know what it's like. What it's like. But it was Machine Gun Kelly shoot.
Oh, yeah. And Mod Son. That's me. That was what we were shooting, bro.
Right here.
Where was this right here?
It was right here. It's like Burbank area, right? San Fernando.
Yeah. Well, we're everywhere, bro.
Bro, I was the asshole driving through the set.
Wait, was that night?
It was like 7, about to be nighttime.
Oh man, that's crazy. Yeah, my son directed the whole movie, bro.
That was for the movie.
Yeah, that's the movie, bro.
What we're talking about.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm the guy that drove through the set.
That is crazy, bro. Maybe I wasn't like on set.
No, because there was a dude with a fucking like dirt bike outfit and shit.
Yeah.
Dude with a dirt bike outfit, a kid on a skateboard. Mod Son had no shirt. He's like, oh, it's okay, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Mod Son, my bad. And I saw Machine Gun Kelly, and then all these dudes with like big ass cameras. Like, oh no.
Yes, bro. That was
fucked up. Bro. That is hilarious.
Yeah, man.
That's even funny. What are the odds of this?
Yeah, we're shooting everywhere, bro.
Yeah, it was just like a couple blocks away. I saw it.
We had so many different scenes.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, boy.
Small world, man.
Did they let you get loose on the board and just like.
Oh, I only skated once, bro. I did a tray flip and I'm. In the movie, I'm in a K-hole and I'm dreaming about what I'm, you know, I'm fucked up. And like, when I'm fucked up, the whole Mod Son's like, what do you think he's dreaming about? Then it goes to that vision
of you
and
I'm fucking
just skating and there's this fucking weed. This movie is a stoner movie / like, it's comedy off top. Probably one of the funniest movies Mod Son and Colson will ever do. A little love in it, then stoner, of course. We smoke so much, bro. Like, it was nuts.
Nice.
Yo, that's fucking hilarious.
We got everyone in it, bro. We got Megan Fox, Amber Rose.
Oh, see, because I told you, I go, I saw Machine Gun Kelly, and I think it was Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Because I drove by and I just had a joint. I went, I'm sorry, guys. After I realized it was the camera, I went, oh, fuck. And I tried to get through as fast as I could. I mean, it was a street, it's not my fault. But I was being a dick. I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm driving through.
Yeah.
Made me go all the way around back to the light. Fuck you. I just felt bad after when I saw cameras. Yeah. I thought they were just being dicks, just blocking the street.
I'm sure they still got the shot.
That
is
fucking hilarious, man. Yeah. So that's going to come out February?
Yeah, February.
Yo, that's huge, man.
I bet you, with the personality that you seem like you have, like you probably learned so much just working with people on a set like that. I know for me, when I film on set, it's like I just learn by how organized these, like Omar and I were talking about, just by how organized these fucking people are, how professional they are. Like,
they're professional. They got a whole team too.
A job like, for everything.
Everyone has their fucking position. My homie Jeremy, he popped into it for a minute. He seen like what was going on, and it's like it's very, you know, we all been on sets like that before, you know, but it's very
makes
inspiring.
You
want to
be better. Yeah,
even Madsen, him directing, you know, he goes from being into character to fucking taking control. Speaking up and kind of being, like I was saying earlier, being a dickhead, but professional about it, you know, just, you know, don't switch business up with friendship, you know, it's like, we here working, bro.
Yeah.
We
just can't. Blunt.
Very blunt, yeah.
I love that,
dude. You must be fired up for your next one now that you got one under your belt.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's fucking.
Yeah, that's big. That's epic, man.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
That's very cool. I like what you said about being uncomfortable because I've only done one thing. Like a TV or a commercial thing, but I was the guy in the commercial And when I got there and there was like 40 people and crane and rain machines and like, oh, we're waiting on your ass. Oh, fuck. So I can't fuck this up. Yep. And I felt like when I'm about to go up and give a presentation like in fifth grade, but I didn't do my research.
Man.
You know what I mean? Like that feel like, ooh, I haven't felt so uncomfortable because I'm always prepared for everything.
Oh, God, you're
like you said, like
super high, right? Didn't you say you were like uncomfortable? I'm always fucking high. But like extra?
No, I just smoked I smoked joints and shit. No, I was good. No, but
you're just nervous.
But the thing
shit.
You said, like, it was being uncomfortable. I haven't been in so long. Mm-hmm. I know that feeling is like, huh, so. Good. I guess I do need to learn a little more. Like, I guess I'm not on top of my shit like I thought.
Yeah, but there's always something to learn, you know?
Yeah, and they went, roll it back. Try to not be so. I went, exactly.
Like, I fucked it up. Like,
and I know everybody's like, this is the high-ass kid, right? This is the high guy holding up our shoot. That's why I didn't want to. But I was just playing a drug dealer, so it was perfect.
Yeah, that's dope.
You're in character.
There'd be moments where I'm on set, and I know what I'm playing right now, so I just get super baked. Like, I'm actually high as fuck. Then it's like, lights, camera, action. Yeah. I'm like, kind of hesitant. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. Am I doing too much now? Like, you know, just
get inside your own head.
Yeah.
But this is your first time doing it. You're prepared. I feel like you're a perfectionist.
Yeah. I was on point.
Was it a goal?
With everything, too.
Was it a goal to do this before they booked you for it? Like, were you going after movies?
Well, like, I never went after movies, you know, but I shoot so many commercials. I kind of like directed little skits with my filmer. I'm like very like into creating content. Like, I don't want to make content for other people for the rest of my life, you know, unless I'm in a movie. So if I'm in front of a big screen, run that up. Let's go. You know, it's like I've been in front of my homies all day. That's why I was so comfortable doing it. You know, it's like that shit just comes, you know, that's what. When I'm saying, like, working, grinding, something always comes, you know, like another bag falls out, another bag is about to come within a couple months, you know, it's like no stress because I know the work ethic would just bring something new, you know, it's like that's how I've been my whole life, man. It's like I never thought I'd be here right now, but it's like shit just levels up, you know, it's like, oh, I went pro, dope, oh, I got my own skate shop, dope. You feel me?
There is no finish line.
I got a pro shoe. Yeah. Dope. Like, oh, I got rolling tray. I got new board. Like,
movie.
It's movie, like, ads, commercials. Like, it just goes, you know? Yeah. That's me just working hard and laying my steps, you know? So and, like, speaking up.
You don't have a – I couldn't even ask, what are your goals? Because it's not like, well, I don't know how I'll feel tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, well, maybe tomorrow I'll go, I need $1 billion, not $100 million like I thought.
Yeah, exactly.
You know that, I mean? To me, is being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
That defines being an entrepreneur to me.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't even know. I just want to get to a point where I'm like, where I can take care of
everyone
I need to take care of. Yeah. You know, I need to get to a point where it's like, all right, cool. How niggas invested into me? How could I invest into someone else? Because I get that all the time. People are like, yo, could you invest in me? Like, I'm like, invest in you? Like, you feel me? Or could you loan me, like, some money? It's like, there's no way I could possibly do that. You feel me? I feel weird giving my girlfriend money. You feel me? The only people I would give money to, willing to, is my mom or anyone in my direct immediate family. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Anytime you need something, you call me. Boom. Here you go. Apple Pay, whatever. But, like, anything else, it's like, that's out the pocket because I'm not there yet. You feel me? Once I'm there, then I got you. Because I'm already nice, bro. I'll give whatever. I'll give anyone anything. I don't care unless it's, like, sentimental to me, you know?
Yeah.
But for the most part, hey, bro, you my dog. I'm no higher than you. You know, we're right here. You feel me? I don't want any of my people to feel like I'm here. You feel me? Because one day if all this shit did disappear and I did have nothing, I don't want niggas to look at me like, oh, this nigga thought he was fucking way up here. Now look at him. You feel me? It's like, I'll lose everything today. And people would be like, oh, you feel me?
Same fool.
Like,
same person, yeah.
You know, like everyone goes through the step, but you can't like overstep like just higher power shit. You feel me?
Of course. Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, that's just being authentic and shit.
Yeah.
What's the path for young kids coming up wanting to be pro skaters in 2022?
Man, just, you know, it's just working hard and, you know, being a pro nowadays, I think anyone could be pro, bro. Like,
not pro. Like, how can someone Because, bro, we don't meet a lot of people. What everything you've been saying about work is exactly how why me and Mari work together.
Yeah.
I've never met anybody else that works as hard as this fool. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, so you're going to stay 24 hours? Let's do it all night? Yeah. Let's fucking get it. Let's do it. If we has to be off tomorrow, bro, it has to be off. Like there's not a lot of people. And it's like, yo, we'll do it tomorrow, the next day too, for the rest of my fucking life if I need to.
So we've had a lot of successful people on the show, and nobody's ever come on and just led with one that person. Type of attitude, though.
Yeah,
nobody that's came
on. I'm on the grind mode, bro. Like, you feel me? It's nothing stopping me. It's like God got me. You know, when you know you're good. You know, when you're driving, sometimes you're like, whoa, like I don't feel so good. Or even I get that sometimes. But you know, when you know you're good, like no matter what, like
every day
we gonna be good. Like,
yeah, don't trip.
Get back. We good, bro.
I'm not gonna fuck up. They might.
Yeah, I don't know. And if I do, my angels or my energy. Whoever is looking down at me right now, we get, you feel me? And that's how I look at it every day, bro. You got to wake up and get it, bro. Because tomorrow, I could be gone. But I want all my people to know if I would die tomorrow, Bougie lived his fucking life. He's good, you know? I know, like, even the afterlife is good, bro. This is all energy, bro. We just here, you know? So that's why I try to, like, lead by example, practice what you preach, and hopefully you preach in love, positivity, and peace, because that's all we really got, bro. You feel me? You don't want to go down like that nigga was.
Like, you feel me? Like, yeah. At your funeral, you want everybody to be like, man, this is not good. Yeah. Not like, well, it's still fooled me $30. You know, they fooled me $30 and he's dead.
I'm about to talk shit.
Every fucking day.
I'm trying to go down like Nipsey, bro. Motherfucking legend.
That's his favorite person of all time, bro.
He's a philosopher and just like, you watch old high-eight clips of that fool, and he's always preaching like about the community and like lifting his shit up and kept it real classic. Always had a fly chain on, but always had like Dickies and some, you feel me, Chuck Taylors on, kept it real, real simple. And
cool. He inspired me to want to deliberately inspire people. Like, that was his message. You know, like if you got nothing else, if you can inspire other people, that's why.
That's cool.
Like when you asked about like the fan bases, I feel like his fan base was the only one that was like similar to yours, in how organic it was. Mm-hmm. That's why he could do the Proud to Pay. That's why people paid $100 for a free CD, and he sold hundreds of thousands of them because he had that fan base.
Yeah,
he had that connection. He understood what the same thing. Like you have to give back to the fans. The way you do it is by giving game like this, and once you start dropping becoming knowledge successful, and shit, like letting people know that there is a little path you can follow.
Yeah, amen to that, bro. You broke that down smooth, bro. Like that's what it is, bro. And that's why, you feel me? Like I don't even say shit, but man, my DMs, like when I post, like, cause that's why, bro, on my Instagram, like on my bottom, like little stories you can save and shit, your favorites, like it's all just like love. Love is like all my fans that ever tagged me in stories that I've seen and reposted, you feel me? You click on that and you'll find all, you know, whoever tagged me in anyone that like purchased a board or anything of my signature shit. Then I got quotes and I just got so many quotes that are just letting people know, you know, what's really out there and like the vision you should follow instead of just on some bullshit, you know? And the people that respond to these quotes, bro, I don't even say it. And it's crazy, like, how many people would just, like, reach out and be stoked on, like, you posting that and just, like, letting them see that, you know? Because sometimes I even post shit that doesn't really reflect to me that day, but I know it's going to touch someone. And they do. Someone always hits me, bro, like, damn, I needed this today. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's what gets me stoked, you feel me? Because bro, you need something from like your, even if I'm not your idol or like, you know, someone that's like got that following base, practice what you preach, bro. You feel me? Give it to the world. Let them know what's really out there, you know, because there is like this weird little secret in life where it's like, if you know how to swindle and finesse, like you could cut all these fucking lanes that people think you need a stand in to succeed, you know? You got to just find that lane and like, see it and just fucking climb your way to the top without like all the bullshit that you think you have to go through.
Yeah, that's true. But sometimes,
yeah,
you can't avoid. It's unavoidable sometimes,
and that's okay though. You gotta just, you know,
take it as it comes, but still be on that grind.
As long as you can connect with people, you can really do whatever you want. Before, people didn't have that option. When they didn't have social media, you had to go through the record industry to get into music.
Yeah,
you know, true. But if you can build up a fan base of people that care about what you have to say, that's the whole point. These big companies, all they want, you know, that's it.
Yeah,
that's true. So, hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you to one of our sponsors. This is Onnit, O-N-N-I-T, Human Optimization. If you guys have been following for a while, you know we are fully sponsored by Onnit. You may have seen it on the Joe Rogan podcast, many other podcasts. As you guys know, I've been trying to change my lifestyle. Yes, I do all this stuff, but I'm trying to lose weight for my health, for myself. I'm not going to stay young forever. I need to take care of it. Human Optimization. This is the perfect episode. Boo Johnson, like he said, I treat my body like a car. It needs maintenance. I've been running it into the ground. I need to upkeep. Right now, if you want to check it out, go to onnit.com, onnit.com/YOLA. And that code will get you 10% off at checkout on every single thing except for the weights. Onnit is a perfect way to upkeep your body. They have a subscription box. It shows up at your door same time every single month so you don't forget to be healthy. I do it all the time. We go grocery shopping, and then what do we do right after? Oh, let's get fast food real quick. We don't have to, you know, cook real quick because, you know, we're so tired. We all do it, but sometimes you have to discipline yourself. So this is the perfect episode. Perfect guest for us to talk about this. So all gear, all supplements, all protein powders, all Shroom Tech, Alpha Brain, everything else, and the clothes. To make it easy, no matter where you're listening to, Spotify, Apple, or you're watching on YouTube, in the video description, Onnit link will be there. That's the link with the discount code already added. Just check out the website, all right? Just check out Onnit.com. Remember that, onnit.com/YOLA. That gets you 10% off of everything except for the weights. As we always say, guys, thank you so much for supporting the brands that support us. Onnit is a sponsorship we've had and we're going to have for a long time, so thank you guys for actually using the code, clicking the link in the description. It really helps us out. It helps them out, and everybody wins. Just want to say a special shout out to Manscaped for being one of the sponsors for this episode. And you already know we've been with Manscaped since almost the beginning of the show. Shout out to them for sponsoring our explicit ass podcast. Guys, real quick, before I even start, www.manscaped.com/YOLA. That is 20% off plus free shipping. Brand new to Manscaped. This is the Performance Package 4.0. Yes, these are real products. Ball deodorant, ball toner. And yes, there's a nose hair trimmer and the weed whacker. That's for your dick. And over here to my left, your right, this is the ball crop mops. These are ball wipes. You wipe your balls off with this. And for everyone out there in other countries that have been trying to order Manscaped but haven't, they just updated their global shipping. They now ship to almost every single country in the world. 2 million customers can't be wrong, and definitely 4 million balls can't be wrong. Yes, there's razors, there's straight razors, but if you're using a straight razor on your dick, you're a fucking assassin. No more straight razors, no more razors. Go to Manscaped. This is the weed whacker 4.0. This is wireless, chargeable, waterproof, has a fucking light on it. As we said before, this is technology updated. This is the cell phone for your dick. Go to www.manscaped.com/YOLA. That is 20% off plus free shipping. Get your dick right. So thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast about dick jokes and all that stuff. I really appreciate it. As I always say, thank you so much for supporting the brands that support us. Back to the episode. Let me ask. What was the first time? Because I know, I remember, you're skating, you're doing all this shit, you're getting boards, you know, oh, new trucks, oh, thanks, new wheels, sponsorship, this. Do you remember the first time a company was like, yo, we want to pay you to smoke our shit?
Yeah. Honestly, like.
Do you remember that day? Because you know it was a fucking hilarious day to you. Because you left with, yo, they gave me free weed and they want me to just post it?
Honestly, like, I don't know, bro. People have been giving me free weed for a while, but when it really hit me, like, I'm getting paid to fucking represent weed.
Yes, yeah, that's
when
I mean.
I got signed by Weed Maps, bro.
In like, oh, no shit.
2017, you feel me? They started a whole, like, extreme sports squad. And that's when I, like, really got put on, bro.
That's when I first saw your page.
Yeah.
Because they were going to do, like, a TV network with shows. And I filmed the first episode of my show.
Okay, at the Irvine?
At the Irvine one, in that long at 42 Irvine or
yeah,
some shit.
Yeah, bro.
Far as fuck,
bro,
that one.
They had so many dope-ass fucking rooms in there.
Sick-ass studios, man.
I remember seeing the studio in there.
Yeah, the big-ass studios with glass wall for the producers. Bro, had some sick shit.
They had a lot of shit going. But yeah, that's when I signed a crate. So I got dropped by Mountain Dew, like, prior to that, a couple months prior.
So you had signed by Mountain Dew for skating?
Yeah, I was signed to them.
How epic is that?
I had a crazy day with them. It was cool.
Oh, sick.
That's when I, like, met Lil Wayne for my first time. Like, went to New Orleans, skated with him and shit.
It was cool.
That's tight. Can that fool skate or no?
Yeah, nah, he's in it.
Yeah,
he's in it to win it, bro. He's been skating for so long now.
No, I remember.
And he still is shredding, you know? He's just progressing, doing his thing. He loves it, honestly.
Good like, shit.
It's dope seeing him. But, yeah, so they dropped me for, like, my whole image. Like, I was smoking weed. They were, like, consistently telling me, like, yo, like, chill. I'm posting all that, this and that. And, you know me? I'm Boujay, bro. I'm big smoking. Like, that's just part of my whole image and what I do, you know? Like, I grew up on that shit. And, yeah, they dropped me, sadly, you know? Then Weed Maps, they started up this team, and, like, I was the first dude or – I think I was like first or second dude they hit up like, yo, we heard about Mountain Dew. We try and put you on and like talk about this and go crazy pretty much. Went in there, had a crazy meeting with them.
That's hilarious.
Signed a dope deal. And that was like the thing. You feel me? Like, shit, turn that shit around real quick. That goes back to like something always comes, you know, it's like you stick to your roots. It's something's bound to happen.
Yeah. Just stay real genuine and keep working.
So that's why I was like, damn, bro, like,
the universe
I'm tied into this shit now. Like,
now you're getting paid to be fucking a face of weed, which is, that's why I wanted to ask, like, how, what a crazy feeling, right? Like,
yeah, it's crazy, bro.
Weird, man.
Even like,
it's wild.
Really even just fucking with Raw, too, like, back in the day, you know, getting boxes of Raw papers. I'm like, damn, bro, this is like, this is legendary. I used to buy Raw papers.
Same.
Like,
and like first time I talked to Josh and Dale and all those fools.
Yeah.
I was like, wait.
Dale for dealing with all of us.
Oh, man. Shit. You want to give me papers, motherfucker?
Yeah. So, like, having a deal with them and just that relationship, that's another one where it's like, damn, all right, we in the weed game.
Can you put your mic down a little bit towards you? Just, like, angle it towards you? Yeah, cool.
That's when I was like, damn, yeah, we're in the weed game for sure. You know, we tied in. And, you know, I like popping up to all the events and smokeouts and just being in the community instead of just like taking, you know.
Yeah, going and actually seeing what this is about.
Yeah.
Who's building up those brands.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Those are the people that are buying that shit.
Yeah.
Like, that make it popular.
Like, yeah, all these homies. Like, and it's cool, bro. Like, I respect it. It's a whole hustle that's like, even if you're in it legally, it's even more of a hustle, bro. You feel me? Like, you really
we got to make your brand survive, man.
Yeah.
This first 10 years of legalization, we'll see who the fuck survives.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
It's really...
it's a marathon.
It is. You can't be like, we're the biggest... because then what's next year?
Yeah.
You got to build. You have to... a 10-year plan. It can't be like, what are we doing this month?
Yeah, you got to be six months to a year ahead of all that shit.
Yeah. So I see you on Stizzy... like doing modeling shit for them too, and you're sponsored by them. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I got to deal with them under an athlete though. So they got like their what is it called? Influence squad, but we got like the influence skater team. You know, it's like me, Derek Wilson, David Loy, Mikey Jones. You know, we got a little squad that, you know, we just. They hook us up, take care of us, and we just make little edits, this and that. I'm trying. Yeah, it's a real just lifestyle, you know, because that's where Stizzy capitalized on. They killed it with their whole marketing scheme and how they go about shit. And they also got amazing products. So we just put on for them in the streets and, you know, rock their clothes, smoke their weed, and just spread the word.
So again, being paid to smoke weed,
yeah, do what we which do, is such man. A
yeah, man, you're on your way to being, like you said, comfortable.
Yeah,
you have so many avenues because you have to. It can't be one thing.
Nah, bro.
If it's like, one thing, it's over. What if your knee was worse? Oh, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, but no, don't worry. I'm just fucking did a movie. I got a shop. I got you have to have a couple lanes, man. It's a 7 forms of income. Streams of income is the average millionaire.
Yeah.
7 streams.
And I think I'm getting there.
Yeah,
man.
You're almost there, right?
Yeah.
And now it's a goal. Years. Little goals, man.
Yeah. Little goals to get there. No rush though, man. Like I'm here to pay my dues and work hard for every penny, man.
Yeah.
So it's a journey, man. It's a beautiful journey. I always say to like my friends and my family, like life's a beautiful struggle.
Talib Kweli.
So the brand, Just Have Fun.
Yeah, bro.
What's going on? When did you start this?
So Just Have Fun, bro. This is a crew that like started in Tehachapi. When I, it like actually my partner
from your hometown.
Right, yeah, Tehachapi, bro. JHS from Tehachapi. But my partner, we'll get into that. he pretty much made the logo because we got a logo. You feel me? This is the slogan. We got a logo as well.
What's the logo, Marty? Can you look it up? He's already on it. Yeah.
So the logo's cool, and that's where it was just like a brand. It was something that, you know, we grew up in a small town. You feel me? We didn't have, the whole town didn't have much. So we will have like homies come through. Homies will be breaking boards, this and that. And we kept it modular. You feel me? It was just have fun, you know, and that was our crew. You know, we'll write in school books, this and that. Just have
fun. Oh, no shit.
The town thought it was like a gang. This and that, you know.
Most positive gang sick ass fucking
logo. But yeah, that's the logo right there. So
I'll zoom in on that. What is it?
It's got skateboard going through the J and the H here.
Oh,
yeah,
oh damn, my necklace is on backwards this whole time. That's fucked up. That's
love that. Oh, yeah. I see it.
There's a chain right
there. Oh, fuck.
The skateboard.
Bro, that is a great logo.
So yeah, man, love we started that.
It's got the F hidden in there too, though.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, yeah. So with the wheel by the trucks.
It's been there for generations, bro. Then when I went pro, you feel me? I was like, damn, man. Like, I'm trying to start my own shit. Like, something just, nothing to make a bunch of money off of, but just, I want, it's that time. You know, I was like 21, 22. I need to start my own shit, bro. Sat down with my homie Justin Williams, going through for weeks, bro, trying to think of like names, just random names. And like, I came down to it, like, you know what? Like I've had the tattoo forever. I was like, bro, JHF, you feel me? This is it. You feel me? Like, what am I doing?
Yeah. And we pressed. Exactly. It was right in front of you the whole fucking time.
Yeah, bro. Like, so we pressed play on it. Then like I started making hats, this and that. Then my ex-partner, he seen what I was doing. You feel me? He's like, oh shit, you know, because he did. He was like,
ex-partner in what?
JHF. So like I'll get into that.
Oh.
But it was just weird, you know, like he seen I was doing it and he's like, yo, because he made the logo and we, you know, that's always been a logo. I didn't really think about having a partner in that, you know, because, you know, it's always something. And he came at me like, yo, bro, like I kind of need in that, you know, that's my logo. I created that so-and-so. So I was like, oh, fuck it. You know, he was working at one of the skate companies I was skating for anyways. So it kind of made sense. He was like, he's been in the industry. So we, boom, jumped it off, bro. Long story short, we fucking started doing our JHF shit, you know? Like, it was in every store, it was doing its thing. Then I kind of got fucked over, and JHF went on a pause. Just because on some bad business tip. You know me, I'm very professional. I like, everything has to be on books, and that wasn't his tip. So it went on pause for like 2 years. Then the past year, I kind of rebirthed it. You know, I got a lawyer.
Nice.
I had to kick everyone out. Got my own shit. Redid the LLC. Got the trademark. I was like, all right, let me like restart and get this shit going. You feel me? And yeah, it's been like going ever since. And it's more like it's more of a motto than just like pushing out clothes. You know, it's a message to let kids know. No matter what you're doing, skateboarding, biking, playing football, you feel me, playing tennis, whatever it is, bro, make sure you have fun with it and just follow your passion and do what you love, you know, because if it's not what you love, you're not having fun with it, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to work angry, you're doing this and that. I wake up every morning happy, blessed, filled with joy, and like ready to have fun and experience whatever's coming to me in life. So that's my company, bro. Just have fun, bro. And like, we're putting on. I want everyone else to like.
Yeah, it's something everybody can relate to.
Yeah.
Like, have a dope ass day. I mean,
exactly.
Just, it's just a little slogan. Fridays, we be doing little events and shit.
What? Where's is? It's a store.
I didn't even roll that joint.
It's a store.
No. But it's in Pharmacy Board Shop, like the gears.
Oh, got you. So where can everybody find that at? In Long Beach.
Yeah, in Long Beach, at the 333 Pine. 333. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great sign. Yeah, great bro. Sign. Great fucking building.
Pine Avenue. Then on my store, jhfstore.com.
It's just JHF store?
Yeah, JHF store. We just dropped a new line like 2 days ago, too.
Nice. Good shit.
Yeah, bro. There it goes right there. We dropped hey. Look. Yeah, you can read that later. I love that little. I wrote like a whole little caption about like JHF and lifestyle. And
what good can, shit. What the
meaning means to me. You feel me?
I mean, you put it perfectly right now, bro. Yeah. I mean, we like I said, I love the message, bro.
Thank you.
I bro. Did. I, you know, we met, get met you a few some times. Gear, bro. I'm down. I'm down. I'm down. Like I said, we got you gear over here, but yeah, I want to check that shit out. That's yeah. I love the message.
Thank you, bro.
It's good. It's good. And like I said, we've had many guests on. That's exactly what I was about to ask. Don't look. Don't look. Don't look at the screen. Don't look at the screen. Oh, all I thought you were looking at the screen. My bad.
All right, Jeremy.
That's exactly what I was about to ask, Marty. Fucking same brain.
Love you, bro.
Later.
Yes, sir, Ski. That's my brother Jeremy. That's my photographer. He be killing shit.
I didn't know, because I had the headphones, I didn't know anybody else was there.
Yeah, they
can. And it scared the shit out of me. Oh, fuck. There was two other heads that scared the fuck out of me. I didn't say anything, though, but.
They be lurking.
It scared the fuck. They be lurking.
I got the gang out here.
Yo, we have a little segment right here. All right. It's called Who Were You in the 90s?
Who were you in the 90s?
Yep. So I'm going to ask you a question. Give you two options. You pick the options, and that's it.
All right, bet.
You ready?
Yep.
VH1 or MTV?
MTV, for sure.
This is you in the 90s.
Yep. You have to think about yourself in the 90s. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, who were you?
He was born in the 90s.
Yeah, he's born. So it's perfect. Yeah.
93.
Yeah. It's perfect. He's only 4 years younger than me. Yeah, yeah. And we've done this many times. Yeah. Adam Sandler or Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey. I love Adam Sandler. You feel me? Like Longest Yard and shit. Like that's my nigga. But Jim Carrey, cause he's hilarious.
Physical comedy, he is all that shit.
Comedy, bro. What's that movie called?
The Mask, Liar, Liar, Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura. Yeah, okay.
Oh, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yeah, that
my
one.
My kids just saw the scene where he's.
Crawling out of the rhino's ass. Oh, yo, as a kid, that the shit
mask,
fucked me up.
Like, the mask was like the shit, bro. Like,
as a kid,
are you kidding me?
I just rewatched it again a couple weeks ago. It's still just as good as
ever. Special effects are better than any movie now. Too,
it's perfect.
Crazy. Like, how they do that?
I don't know. That full Dorian spitting those bullets back. Yo, it gets me every time, man. The mask is a fucking reference we bring up.
And the second dude who puts the mask on, that motherfucker, they made him just look ugliest.
That's what I'm talking about, Dorian. Yeah, Dorian. That fool.
Yeah, I'm like, damn. Like,
he look like a monster.
Yeah, this is like straight the fifth time hell. The mask has come up.
We talk about the mask a lot on this show. Why? Diaz, it always Dorian. Does. Yeah. It always fucking happens.
It's a great movie. Yeah. It's a classic, bro. It's like Menace in Society, bro. It's like
Menace
in
Society. Yeah, there's always just...
You fit right in on this podcast.
Yeah. Let's say everything you're saying, it's like, yo, it sounds like our solo podcast.
Training Day. Yeah,
it sounds like all the same shit we love. Are you ready? Tupac or Biggie Smalls? Not as a person, as musical artists.
Damn.
Just the music. Nothing behind it.
Probably Biggie.
Same.
Like, I love Pac, like, because he gets so lyrical and I love his poetry. I think Biggie, just like his energy, like if I had to play some shit, I'm playing Biggie just to like he really had the whole Brooklyn cracking. Like he really.
That's how I feel too. I love Tupac. Of course, how can you not?
He's a really Biggie Smalls. He's so like, Pac's so sweet too. Like, man, you watch interviews of him, he's just like the realest. But you said music or not person, like if we had to go with the person who's inspired you the most,
Tupac. He's a different show. He's not just a rapper, I feel. Yeah. He's more of a poet that from the fuck was in baller ass movies, a good actor. There's more than just that. But Biggie Small, I mean, the Ten Karat Commandment Tupac's still always gets me
everything.
Like, damn.
I love Tupac's energy because he didn't give a fuck. And he was just like spilling out of him. He had to get like he could not be him. Whatever. He's such a big personality. Biggie was cool. Biggie was cool. A rapper. Tupac was just like
a character. He was
as a person. That's why I had to specify it. Yeah. Because it's a no-brainer if I just don't say that.
True.
I don't know if Biggie would have had a juice in him though.
Yeah. No. Just, that's what I'm saying. That motherfucker was a good actor. Yeah. Dude, I was a good fucking actor, man.
Yeah. I just realized those folks were like 24, 25.
They were kids, man. I think about me at 24.
We live past them, you know.
I was smelling packs, having fun watching The Office. That's
to
sad.
Be that legendary by that age.
Oh yeah,
I still got us fucking
without like social media and this. And
yeah,
that,
yeah. Because if you got famous anywhere before social media, you were fucking famous.
Really famous.
Imagine how like lit it was though to be like a movie star and like
shit. Imagine like being Jack Nicholson in the '80s.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck.
Bro.
Presidential treatment.
Woo! Like everywhere you go,
bro. Like and everything's like way more under. You're able to get away with all that.
Yeah, there's no cell
shit,
phones, man.
Like,
people doing lines off each other.
Jets without fucking any security. Like, man.
Oh, before social media, life was fucking cool for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
That killed a lot of things, bro.
It did, but it opened up a lot of doors for people.
That's right. That's right.
Smaller doors, then it helps more people. Not just the ones, but that was Jack Nicholson in the 80s. Who doesn't want to be him? Yeah. oh, yeah. Sorry. Ready? Step by Step or Family Matters?
Family Matters, for sure.
Okay, yeah. For me, same.
Family Matters.
Pulp Fiction or Forrest Gump?
Fuck, Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction, that's one of my favorite movies ever.
Same with him. All right, you ready?
Forrest Gump's amazing, though.
It's so good.
I know.
I just watched it again the other day.
Yeah.
It's my favorite movie.
It's a good
story. Well, that Truman Show. You ever see Truman Show?
Yeah, fuck yeah, bro.
Isn't that a good fucking movie?
That shit's crazy.
That's when you know that Jim Carrey's a good fucking actor.
Like, he goes from everywhere.
What an actor, man. From The Mask to Truman Show?
Yeah, bro.
That's some fucking contrast, man. Here we go. You remember It, Pennywise, the old one, or Chucky?
Wait, It?
It, you don't remember It?
Oh, the old one.
Those ones were fucked up with Tim Curry.
Chucky. I was more on Chucky, though.
That shit scared me.
In the 90s.
That shit scared the fuck out of me. Don't do it.
I won't fucking do
don't
it.
Don't do it. He has a soundboard on there. Fuck that. All right,
I
Mario.
Got Chucky on the board.
Hell no. Mario Donkey Kong.
Oh, man. Probably Mario, brother.
Same. Here we go. Full House or Saved by the Bell?
Full House.
Yeah. McDonald's or Burger King? In the 90s, though.
Oh,
as
man.
As a kid.
I would say Burger King, brother. The fries, the chicken fries are so fire.
Oh, I was more talking about the toys that you get. That's why I was like, McDonald's
Burger
had
King
crazy
was like,
shit.
Yeah, I know, it did.
They always had, they had Space Jam. So that's why I would like, pick McDonald's as a kid. If I was a kid.
I fucked with Burger King for some reason.
All right, here we go. Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan?
I was definitely more of a like Michael Jackson fan than I wasn't into basketball like that, but. Fuck, like
all I did was Space Jam. Other than that, I didn't watch basketball. So Michael Jackson for me too.
Michael Jackson is sick, but Space, Space Jam. I love that movie, and that's a cartoon one, right?
Yeah, Space Jam. Yeah. Michael Jordan. Yeah. Here we go. Boys in the Hood or Menace to Society?
Probably Boys in the Hood. I love Menace to Society.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, that's a real.
It's a hard one, but the more legendary
like
one.
Back to back.
That's like Goodfellas or Casino, but don't be
exactly
asking me that
what
shit.
Like,
don't ask me that shit. Like,
that's exactly what it is.
Right? Yeah. It's like, damn, how are you going to say that, motherfucker? Here we go. You changed this. Okay. You changed
this. Who did we have that we switched around
this
for?
This motherfucker switched this shit again.
No, I didn't change
this
it.
This is any era. It says orange soda or chocolate milk. Motherfucker, we have that today.
Nah, listen, orange soda was orange soda in the fucking 90s.
For Keenan and Kel?
Quick. Yeah, that's
okay.
I definitely do orange soda.
All right.
I love that shit.
All right.
That shit was
you guys are right. I'm wrong.
Yoohoo, Nesquik, you had options. Now it's just frowned upon
a trip. Get out of here.
Yoohoos were fire, bro. My homie Brett put me on those.
Yo, if you had those as a kid, you were balling.
Yeah, no, my homie. Oh, God. He had them in the fridge. Last one.
Yeah, and that's when you know your friend.
Yeah, oh, God.
Both their parents had a job. If they had Yoohoos in the fridge.
Good shit.
Hell yeah. The first time I ever saw somebody with snacks, I was shocked. Because Mercedes
that's why I keep my shit stacked now.
Hell yeah. The first time you got out and had money.
My shit.
One last question. You feel those mushrooms yet?
Yeah. But it's just like, you feel me? It's just like, it's just slight, bro. I like just having that wave. Shout out to my boy. He's like, I got you, bro. He's like, damn, we should have took mushrooms. I was like, what? I'm down. Should I have my show? You drive me some down? He's like, oh, no, I got some right here. It's like perfect little stem. Just to like, you know.
For that little feeling.
Yeah.
Nah,
I like microdosing, bro. Like,
I tried it for the first time this year.
Oh, yeah? Sick.
Bro. I liked it.
Yeah?
I took like a gram and a half and went to the Dodger game.
Sick.
And it was really cool.
Yeah, bro.
It was
groovy,
fun.
Man. It's like, it's, you know, It's like almost like medicine. You know, I've done a lot of hallucinogenic drugs, and shrooms is definitely one I could do like consistently.
Yeah, that's the one. I just gotta have. I usually take the. I usually like a quarter, but I only like, I don't go do crazy shit. I'm in my room,
cool, and
I'm just vibing. In my room. No, no music, no lights. You ever done mushrooms in the dark?
Nah, usually with people, or I have like looking at the stars or something, by the ocean.
Do them in your room with no lights on and music. That's the craziest shit I ever did in my life.
That's a dark hole right there.
No, it's fun. Yeah. Everything you think of, it's like a projector out of your eye. You can see it because it's so black. It's like you have your eyes closed. So you don't know if your eyes are closed or not. And you're tripping.
So colors,
you see so much shit. I'm
fucking slipping, man. I ate the fucking eighth of the shrooms. Nothing.
Yeah, they didn't hit him. They didn't hit him. He never tried him. I gave him an eighth. They didn't hit him.
Maybe just take a little next
That's
time.
That's crazy.
Just,
huh?
Chew on a little stem.
I tried that, man. I was fucking, I was waiting.
Don't worry. Waiting. I will find some shit that you're going to go, oh, fuck, this is where mushrooms are. I'm like, yep. I'll see you in a couple hours.
You've only had one guest compare psychedelics. Goblin got on here and was comparing acid and mushrooms.
You fuck with acid and shit?
Yeah, bro.
I never really fuck with acid. I never tried it.
I done acid, bro. That shit's, shrooms is more like groovy. You feel me? You're like, you're actually able to like just
do it's like
thing.
Weed's cousin. Like it's like, yeah, it's I would like imagine more
seeing
like
things like kind of cool. You're not, unless you take like a fucking quarter or like a straight eighth. Like I could take an eighth and be like tripping, but I don't like tripping like that. I like just feeling like that easy go, you know, just microdose. With acid, bro, it's like everything's so intense. You can't be around certain people. You definitely want to be like in an open zone where it's like, cause you're gonna be seeing shit breathe, bro. You're seeing the plants breathe. Everything's fucking bright.
That sounds fun.
It's life, bro. But it's a lot, you know. It lasts for fucking 6 to 9 hours, so you're just fucking cooking, you know.
Are you over it by the time it's done?
Yeah, you're drained, bro. Cause it takes a while. You go through fucking waves. You be stoked. You be happy. You fucking start crying, talking to your boy. Deep into conversations, you know. Then kind of goes down, you feel me? I've done DMT, bro, and that's like,
you fuck a DMT too, right?
Yeah, I've done it once, bro.
How was it?
It was life changing, honestly, and fucking changed my life. It was just like opened my life to, or opened my like meaning in life to a higher projector, and knowing like what we're talking about earlier, like I'm good, bro. You feel me? Like no matter what, at the end of the day, I know I'm good because that shit opened my eyes to so much shit, bro. Like the first when I just like fell out, I was like breathing, you feel me, just eyes closed. Like that's all I did for like 10 minutes, bro. When I was out, just, I felt like a jellyfish, and like I felt like just a pulse. But before I got to that pulse, actually, let me pause. Like it was a fucking like battle between me and like everything around me. Like, wait, who did I just do this with? Was that crack? What the fuck was that? Like, do I need to call my mom? Like, do I need to tell my girl? Like, where the fuck am I? You feel me? And it's like, it came to this conclusion where it's like, I am. I'm the only, like, person who could call any shots in my life. And that's when, like, I blasted off, bro. It was so crazy.
What'd you see?
It was everything, bro. Shapes, colors, like, I honestly, that's where I go back to like being a pulse. Just like it was weird, bro. Like, and me breathing kind of like made me feel like that, you know. And I just seen all types of shit, bro. The life of flower, just fucking every weird thing possible, you know. But, and I was laughing throughout my journey. Like, I felt me, like, it was just weird, bro. Like, it's so hard to explain, but it was so beautiful. And you come back completely normal. You're fully capable of doing whatever. And it's the highest fucking like takeoff you ever like feel, but it's the most naturalist drug. It's so weird.
Were your eyes closed the whole time? Or
oh yeah, my eyes were closed the whole time. Just
if you were to open your eyes, would you?
I almost couldn't, bro. And like when everything was ending, I was like breathing slower, and like it was so weird, bro. I sound so crazy, but it's like everything that was I was like in just like came straight down to my fucking third eye, bro. And like as I was opening my eyes, I just seen every like shape of the life of the flower of life. You feel me? It was just so insane. And like, I just woke up so fucking juiced and I like got up, I hugged my homie, bro. I was like, bro, thank you so much. Like, cause we had like a deep conversation before and he just offered it to me. Like,
I was going to say, did you do anything to get prepared for it? Cause I've seen videos that had people, it go south for them.
Yeah. DMT is something that you have to be gifted to, bro. You don't just like go out there and fucking buy it and fucking just hit it. You feel me? Like, and he just like brought, we had a deep conversation. He's like, oh, hey, you want to do like some DMT? I was like, I kind of need that right now. You know, I kind of like, I've heard about, you know, I've done my research. I like, I understood it. You know, I've done my share of acid, shrooms. I was like, all right, yeah, I'm down. Fucking, he lives in the penthouse, bro. Downtown LA, 50th floor, bro. He had an extra room. His house is super like dope. It's all modern, fucking big ass crystals everywhere. Sick. Like, he's the one who did like my mandalas and shit, bro.
Oh, he tattooed you?
Oh yeah, right after we did my feet, bro. He's done all types of tattoos on me, bro.
You got tattooed right after your DMT trip?
Yeah, bro. That's how like organic it is, bro. And he set me up. He put me in the guest room. He had a nice little fucking guest bed.
That's what he's doing.
Threw some Zen music on, just
Yo, this fool sounds so cool.
Like yeah, bro. He's
I got is, so bro. Stuck in your story, man. I've been
fucking
that was crazy.
Like, he set me up, told me what to do, and just as I'm blowing out, bro, it's just like, I swear to God, bro, it's like
one hit?
Fucking no, yeah. No, you hit three. I hit it three times. I was like,
oh, in the same breath?
Blew it out? No, two times actually.
Oh,
blew it out, and you like start getting that like. Then I hit it again. He packed it a little bit more on it as I was hitting it, bro. That's all I remember. You hold it as long as you can, bro. Right there, like you'll fit.
How long was the moment before you took off? Like,
oh, bro, you as you're blowing it out, you're just. I'm like slowly, like, cause you're in control, you know. You're like, no, and I had no choice though, but to just like slowly just lay back as I'm blowing it out, and you're just out, bro. Like you. That's why they call it you blast off, because you literally like you sit down. Then I swear to God, bro, you go through. I think everyone goes to this stage where it's like, who the fuck are you? Are you even able to fucking take control of this and take off? You feel me? And that's where I was at first. And right when I was like, why am I thinking of all this shit? Like, I'm good. You feel me? Like,
do you think it's because you've done psychedelics before that you're able to navigate that?
I think so. Yeah. Maybe not though. I think I'm just like strong minded. If I need something or want something, I'm very like outspoken. And maybe though, because even when I've done crazy drugs where I'm just like, you feel me? I've never been that person who's going to act a fool outside. Like once I feel like I'm getting to that point, I'm out, bro.
Yep.
Like, you feel me? I've done, you know, fucking Molly and fucking press pills where I'm just like, my eyes are fucking twitching. I'm just like, all right, I need to get the fuck out of here, you know? And that's something that probably puts me on a higher level where it's like, you know, I was able to fucking like breathe it through and like understand it. Yeah. Cause it was nuts, bro. I swear to God, like it's so hard to explain, but ever since then, bro, I've always been on like a cool groovy level. But after that, I'm like, you feel me? I'm good. You feel me? I'm going to send you this Joe Rogan interview. And he talks about just about DMT, bro. He tells you the full breakdown, kind of like how I would, but just in Joe Rogan's level, and it's nuts, bro. You're like, oh my God, bro. You feel me? It's something that's right there. People do all this crazy, smoke cigs and drink alcohol and do all this crazy shit, but there's this little drug out there.
And it's already in your brain.
It's already there, bro. You feel me? And you have all these crazy dreams. People dream every night and wake up like, oh shit, like what the fuck? Tripping. You know, what was that?
DMT trip.
Yeah, that's a DMT trip, bro. You hit DMT, it's a whole nother fucking planet, bro. Like, and it's a good understanding of life. But I don't say anyone go just do that. Like I was saying, it needs to be blessed to you. It needs to be the moment, you know. It's like I was 27, you know. It's like I'm once you're 25, you're a grown man. You can make your own fucking decisions, you know. And I was like, you know.
Do you feel like you need to do it again?
Oh, bro, that's like once in a couple of years when you really need it. Like it's been like at least two years. I'm cool. You feel me? I'm blessed. You feel me? I'm still able to tell you the story and have that energy when I'm telling you, like, yo, this shit's powerful and it's beautiful, yeah. But don't just go out there and fucking do DMT, you know? Because there are motherfuckers out. They got DMT pins that fools just.
Yeah, my homie left some with me, and he's like, hey, I'm gonna leave this pen here. I'm like, all right. He's like, text me, it's DMT pen to hit it. Yeah. Oh, fuck, good thing you said some shit.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole.
Like, you want it to be.
Could you imagine ripping it? Falling down in my house?
You're just zoned out, like. And with your eyes open, you just don't know. You're not in the.
Could you imagine that? That would moment. Fucking suck.
That would suck.
So was it like 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, I was out for at least like 5-10 minutes.
It felt like a lifetime.
Nice. It felt like a very long time, bro. But yeah. I was like, it was weird. It like timed it out, you know.
It knows what it's doing.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's so weird.
The way Rogan explains it, it's like it's meant to kind of interface with your brain. Like they go together. Yeah. You know, like it's kind of like a design. I've never done any psychedelics. So.
Yeah, I gave him the first mushrooms and didn't work for him, which is the crazy shit.
It's like you like understand it, like you get it, you know, you're like open to understanding it. But it's just all psychedelics, bro. It's a trip, you know. It's just your own. Everyone's different, but we're all the same. So if you're on that level, like. It's going to work beneficial for you, you know, especially if you don't abuse it, you know, really say, don't even got to say a prayer, but you know, sit down and like put that energy into something when you're doing it, you know, like, so you know, you're going to trip, like, you know, just a little priest, like I'm taking this mushroom. I'm willing to see some things I might not be comfortable with. I'm going to feel weird. And this is what it is. You know, and take in, like, just enjoy it, you know? And that's...
To try to grow from it, basically.
Yeah, like, look, yeah, exactly.
Psychedelic advice from Boo Johnson was fucking
a lot different
perfect.
Than fucking Goblin.
A lot different from Josh Wolf. Josh Wolf, me, we ate mushrooms on here on the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's sick.
And he eats mushrooms on his podcast, but a lot.
It's called High Live, so that's the point.
He gets fucked up. He's a comedian. He's funny as shit. But you just explained that so well for anybody out there. That's a clip right there.
Yeah, that was great.
That was the best advice I've
heard
for
psychedelics. I feel like a lot of people wonder about DMT, but not a lot of people actually like have access to it or in a safe way.
That's good.
I'm talking about any psychedelic, that advice, just knowing what you're getting into, talking to yourself is... Because if you're talking to yourself, you go, well, I'm too scared. Then don't fucking do it.
Yeah, have a prayer. Like, if you're over here asking your homie, hey, man, like, what do you think about this? Like, hey, bro, if you feel comfortable, run it up, bro. If you don't feel like it's your time, it's all right. Don't run it, because that's when you fuck up.
Yeah.
That's when shit goes south, bro.
I haven't had a bad one, so.
Yeah, likewise, bro.
Always just keep it cool.
Yeah, keep it cool. Put good energy into it, and just know what you're getting into.
I feel like you want to probably have your ducks. It's kind of a weird thing, because then one side of me would be like, you probably want to have your shit together and be in a really great space when you go test that out.
Yes.
But at another point, it's like you might need it most when you're at a really bad place in life.
Yeah. If you can control it though, yeah. if you're not an amateur to. Just jumping, or I don't know, you know.
So it's because if you're depressed
and like you're still putting that energy into being a better person, and you're taking it to look for the higher power, then I think that could help you for sure. You're like, oh shit, I'm good. Hold on, life is beautiful, you know. Instead of just like being depressed and trying to get fucked up. So you're right.
Yeah.
Then you could also take it just on that higher level, being on the higher level. You're like, okay, cool. I know what level I'm on, but I'm trying to get here right now.
Great advice, man.
You could do it chilling with the homies, or you could, bro, I take so much shrooms. I'll go to a party and go skate on like a little bit of shrooms, you know, because I know where it's going to get me and I know what I'm going to get out of it. I'm not just jumping into it fucking an eighth, fucking just get fucked up, you know, like it's always on the groovy tip.
Love it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we've been here for a minute. I just want to say thank you for coming through.
Yeah, bro. Appreciate you, bro.
No, thank you so much. Where can everybody find your social medias, or where can we look for you? Because that movie's going to be coming out.
Yeah,
and that's, yo, February is not far.
Nah, bro,
it's going to be right around the corner. But, oh my God, there's a billboard. Holy shit. Yeah. You get that feeling the night before and shit.
Yeah, bro. I'm super stoked.
So where can everybody find you at?
You can hit me up on Instagram at Boo Johnson, or I just got back on Twitter, Boo Johnson 1. I'm not on Snapchat or TikTok yet. But yeah, man, you can find me in Long Beach with the homies, chilling.
For sure. And then how can everybody look for your skate shop?
My skate shop, downtown Long Beach at 333 Pine Avenue, right there.
Pharmacy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll link everything in the description right there.
Gas work in there.
Oh, good shit.
You got my homie Slinky running in, Matt Allen, you know, all OG homies in Long Beach that really hold it down for the city, bro.
Good shit, man. Well, I love every little message you just dropped right now. I feel like out of all the episodes, this is the one that feels most beneficial for people. Right?
That's a fucking fact.
Okay, thank you.
Too, yeah.
All right, so we're on the same thing. I love it. Thank you.
Well, that's the type of energy I want to bring, bro.
That was great, bro. Thank you. For everyone out there, yeah, you could do that shit.
Yeah.
You're from a shitty place. I'm from a shitty place. You're from a shitty place.
Yeah.
There you go. You can do something good with it.
Yep. It's all possible, bro. Just do it. Don't complain. Work hard, man. Be this bottom... This is how I look at it. You feel me? You could be a bottom feeder, and that's all right. You feel me? Because lobsters, those motherfuckers at the top of the chart in our life. You feel me? So you always got to start somewhere, man. So work hard. Keep grinding.
Good shit. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Guys, thank you so much. This has been another episode of the Dope As Usual podcast. This is Boo Johnson. Have a dope-ass day. Fuck yeah, dude.
Nice.
I loved it.
Good shit, man.
Yeah, bro.
I didn't know you had a store. That's so fucking tight.
Yeah, bro.